This is Murray the K in here, with a guest on hand you're going to enjoy. She's a young lady who's currently making quite a splash on the music scene. And before we hear her talk, we're going to hear her, and really call on her to sing, really. We're ready to call on you to sing, honey, stand by. This is her big song called For the Love of Him. Quiet in the studio, we just call on her to sing.
Are you ready in the studio? No, I'm outside the studio. Well, get ready in the studio. She's going to sing.
When he opened the door, said, I'm home. Be aware of the look in his eyes. They tell you the mood he's in. What kind of day it's been. For
is Bobby Martin, a young lady who currently has one of the hottest records in the music business. Also currently, she's appearing at the Rainbow Grill right here at 30 Rock Plaza. And for those of you who don't know what Rock Plaza is, it's not really rock and roll, it's Rockefeller Plaza. You know, the fellow says, now look here, fella, as your governor, that's Rockefeller Plaza. Anyhow, one of the songs that she sings is that aforementioned hot record, so as her career takes off like a large bird, let's ask her about that big record, and she is quite a bird herself, and we want to welcome Bobby Martin to the show. Bobby, welcome to Monitor.
Thank you, Murray. Nice to see you again.
You know, the song For the Love of Him, which we're discussing, is a song which normally, you know, a singer waits until that great piece of material comes along, and then you have the perfect marriage, but in this particular case, you weren't waiting for somebody else. You wrote it yourself.
I waited for 5 years, Murray, you know, and what it was, somebody told me that, you know, I think you better write one yourself, because as you know, in business today, it's very difficult finding good material, you know.
That's half the battle.
Oh,
right?
Lord, it's terrible, especially when you record, and by the time it's released, you know, maybe that trend has gone out, so you have to have, you know, like a little crystal ball in front of you. And when we finished writing the song, well, I'm of course, I'm too close to it, but I thought, you know, I think I got a hit. But I didn't want to say anything because, you know, I guess right. In a way I'm a pessimist, but I showed it to Mr. Jerome and he loved it, and we recorded it last August and it took this long to make it.
Now, do you find it easier writing alone, right? You don't write
write with anybody, do you?
Mr. Al Mortimer and I, we work together.
Oh, you do work?
Yes.
Did he, what, who wrote what?
Well, we more or less, we both worked on music and lyrics together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not a lyricist, and he's not a lyricist, you know, it's just so combined, it just blended very well.
And, was this song based on any experience, or just?
Well, the title was a personal experience, you know, of my own, which I'm not going to elaborate. And,
Why? Looking for your first exclusive.
Never mind, your exclusives.
Yeah, well, open up the carpet sweep and give us all the dirt,
not yet.
Right? No?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
And the, I get a lot of my ideas from, I like to walk into, like, bars,
yes.
You know? And I mean bars, I don't mean nightclubs. And especially back home in Baltimore, you know, where Mr. and Mrs. America live.
Right.
And I would just sit there and listen to people and pick up, like, today's jargon. Mm-hmm. If I'm lucky, I'd walk away that night with maybe a sentence. But it motivates me and gives me different concepts, you know.
That's very interesting, because walking into a bar in Baltimore alone could be dangerous.
Well, not around my neighborhood.
Now, you know, getting away from music for a minute, I know that... and since we are in New York, I'm sorry what the Knicks did to your Baltimore Bullets, by the way.
You're not as sorry as I am.
No, I'm not really as sorry as you, but Baltimore started off, your Baltimore Orioles, your baseball team, started off like a house on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Then they lost 3 straight, didn't they?
I noticed that, yes.
What happened?
What can I say, Murray? I don't know. You know, it's, when I'm not there, they just fall apart.
Are you a big baseball fan?
That's it.
In other words, you're the Doris Day of Baltimore?
Well, I don't know if you want to call me Doris Day, but how about Dimple Darling of Baltimore?
The Dimple Darling.
In fact, I'm such a Baltimore fan. I was getting ready to do the Dick Cavett show one night. And they told me that Dick was doing a show at the White House or something, so there was a replacement. And I said, well, who's the replacement? He said, Jim Nemeth. I says, I want out. I didn't even want to do the show. I says, I love this man. I think he's a fantastic athlete. I really do. But if he even mentions Baltimore to me, I think I'll go into orbit. And before I came on the show, he was talking to a few other guys, and he kept mentioning Baltimore, and I'm just saying, okay, Joe, you just better not say it. But he was good.
Yeah, and I saw that show, by the way.
Yeah.
Baltimore is certainly nothing to hang its head about. The Orioles winning the pennant, and the Colts... having such a great football team.
Well, I feel much better about it because my aunt says that she's pretty sure that Colts threw the game. So I feel a little better.
Oh, she said they threw.
So I feel
right?
A little better. Right.
Do you have a favorite baseball player?
Well, Boo Powell is my favorite.
Right. And who's your favorite football player?
Well, it used to be Unitas.
Yeah.
I don't know now.
Uh-huh. Well. You got a good ball club down there, and
yeah.
Represent yourself in all sports.
We have a bad year once in a while.
Yeah. Do you wrestle?
Yeah. No.
Uh-huh.
I run a lot.
You run a lot?
I bowl. I'm a bowler.
I see. You bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wrestle.
No.
But if someone wants to wrestle with you, you'll show them how fast you can run.
I'll show them how fast I can bowl.
Bobby Martin, we sure have appreciated you being on a monitor with us today. We want to wish you continued good success on your television, in your nightclub appearances, and especially with your records, because that's what's going to open it all up for you, and with the song which I'm saying is going to be number one within, say, 2 weeks.
Thank you very, very much for having me. Enjoyed it.
My pleasure. As we say goodbye to Bobby Martin, we say howdy ho to Princess. Howdy ho, Princess, and by the Neon Philharmonic. You should see this Philharmonic. They're all lit up. Oh, gee, I'm sorry I said that.
Don't you turn your coffee out of the way. Won't you share with me?
Tally-ho, Princess, a sign of the changing times. A few years ago, the Neon Philharmonic would have been a pretty far-out name for a musical group. Now it seems pretty ordinary when you consider the Strawberry Alarm Clock, the Nosebleeds, the Led Zeppelin, and the Grateful Dead.
Just stay where you are, and we'll bring you more.
Time now, good friends, 17 minutes after the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
You've just been convicted of murder. Your plan is working.
Getting in was easy. Getting out was murder. George Kennedy, Eli Wallach, and Ann Jackson. Zigzag from MGM in Panavision and Metricolor. Rated GP, all ages, parental guidance.
Thief, the year's newest suspense thriller, starting Monday, Coronet Theater. Rated GP, all ages admitted, parental guidance suggested.
Do you find it hard to believe that there are thousands of New Yorkers who go to bed hungry every night? That one out of every five dies for want of medical attention? They find it hard to believe, too, that there are people who just don't seem to care. The fight against poverty in New York is your fight. New York Catholic Charities has been in the forefront of that fight for 51 years. Only through your support can that fight continue. Give to the annual Catholic Charities Fund appeal. The need is greater now than ever before.
WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
1 minute late, so it's coming up right now to 21 minutes after the hour. And let me also remind you that tomorrow we'll be on daylight time, so be sure to turn your watch and your clocks ahead tonight, starting at 2 a.m. And this is Murray the K here, as Monitor 70 cranks up again with music by the big man with the ruffled shirt. I speak of Johnny Cash, and this is his latest, What is Truth?
The old man turned off the radio, said, where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days. They play it in the strangest way. Said, it looks to me like they've all gone wild. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise? And the lonely voice of you cries, what is true? A little boy of three sitting on the floor looks up and says, Daddy, what is war? Son, that's when people fight and die. A little boy of three says, Daddy, why? Young man of 17 in Sunday school, being taught the golden rule. And by the time another year's gone around, it may be his turn to lay his life down. Can you blame the voice of you for asking what is true?
Catching up, Joe Garagiola, we have that big sport on hand who has a few well-chosen words on a baseball drama that didn't take place on the diamond.
Last winter, the manager of the San Diego Padres, Preston Gomez, made arrangements for a trip to his native Cuba. He went there to conduct baseball clinics, but more importantly, to get his mother out of the country and his brother out of prison. Well, Preston's pitching coach, Roger Craig, made the same trip, but without any previous planning. I asked Roger where it all started.
Well, it started in Los Angeles. Joe, I was on the way to Venezuela to manage in the Winter League there, and I was on a nonstop flight from L.A. to Miami, and I had four of my ball players with me. And in fact, some of them had their families, and we were hijacked to Cuba. It wasn't real bad. The bad part about it was the fact that we were hijacked about an hour out of Los Angeles, and which gave us about 4 hours before we were supposed to arrive in Cuba, and this was a bad part about it. I was sitting in the last seat in the tourist section, and the guy, hijacker, came by and gave me a note. And as I read this note, and by the time I realized what had happened, I looked up, and the guy's walking in a cockpit with a gun. But this is, nobody panicked, and this is what we were concerned about. And the people were very nice on the plane, and then we got to Cuba. We were there for about 4 hours, and they treated us real well. They went through our bags, and then they gave us cigars and fed us, and then we went back to Miami.
Despite the fact that Craig works closely with his manager, who's a native Cuban, Craig told me he had a slight language problem.
Yes, I was trying to make this one guy, this waiter, believe that I was trying to tell him that I was a coach for Preston Gomez, and when he heard me say Preston Gomez, he thought that I was saying that I was Preston Gomez. So then he starts rattling off all the Spanish, and he was telling the other guys around that I was Preston Gomez. So I did have a little language barrier there.
Earlier, Roger Craig had mentioned a note that he was handed by the hijacker, and I asked him what the note said.
The note said, "We'll be in Cuba in 3.5 hours to see my refugee son and wife." But he only gave out three of these notes, and later on, one guy from Los Angeles offered me $25 for this note, but I kept it for a souvenir.
You know, I've got a hunch that Roger Craig won't really need that souvenir to remind him of an unscheduled trip to Havana. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Thank you, Joe the G. This is Murray the K, and we have some music for you right about here. A young lady by the name of Eloise Laws. The name of the song is called "The Only Boy in My Life." I think his name is Fred, John, Harry, Sidney, Timothy, and Loving.
I see his face every time I'm by the river, or late at night when everyone's asleep. He was the only boy in my life that I couldn't keep. And when I take my little girl by the hand,
boy in my life, and that for you, Eloise Laws. And actually, she was in love with a pilot. So that's how we get into the love theme from Airport. You notice how we sort of bring this show together, friends? This stretch table, blue. Oh, boy, you're clever, Murray. Why don't you leave town? Airport love theme, Vincent Bell and the orchestra on Countrywide Monitor 70, heard in most of Mississippi and parts of Louisiana and Alabama on station WJDX, Jackson, Mississippi. I'm your host, Murray the K, back in a trice, whatever that means. Here's Monitor Now, and here, along with you, is your host, Murray the K. In the half hour just ahead, we're going to play another of our little musical games. This one involves current versions of songs that were originally hits by someone else. For example, Sonny James' latest song is My Love, and this was recorded by Pet Clark in 1966, only her second year as a big seller in America. James has had, he hit 9 years earlier, 1957, with Young Love. But this is My Love. Down home music, friends. And I hope you're down home listening to it now. Sonny James.
tunes for you. This is Murray the K on Monitor, and we next song that we have for you is by the Lettermen, and it's their latest. It's called Hang On Sloopy, and this was done in 1965 by the McCoys, and in 1963 by a group called the Vibrations. Actually, it's a song about a sailor who's in love with his sloop that just sprung a leak, and he's pleading with it. As more water gets into the sloop, he starts to holler.
Hang on, sloopy, sloopy, hang on. Hang on, sloopy, sloopy, hang on. Sloopy lives in the
Sloopy, and that's the sound of the Letterman. Murray the K with you on NBC Monitor, and now we go to Joni Summers, and her latest, of course, is Tell 'Em, and this was done in 1963 by a group that we had the pleasure of working with, the Exciters, and one of those groups who had one big hit, and then after that, nothing happened, but they were a good act, and this is Joni Summers, and Tell 'Em. I know something about love. Don't be afraid to start the record, fellas. It goes like this.
I know something about love. You gotta want it back inside. Guy's got into your blood. Go out and get him. If you want him to be the very part of you that makes you want to breathe, here's the thing to do. Tell him that you're never gonna leave him. Tell him that you're always gonna love him. Thank you.
tell them right now. That's the sound of the Exciters. And as you might imagine, songwriters love to have their tunes revived this way. It starts a whole new cycle of royalty payments after the song had apparently run its course. And who could knock a setup like that?
Just stay where you are, and we'll bring you more.
Right. We'll bring you more of our updated versions of song hits of the recent past right here on the Monitor Beacon.
All over America, women are going back to school, sharpening up old skills, and going back to work. If you're a college graduate whose youngsters are in school, or if they're grown, you might have given some thought to getting out of the house and into a new career. Chances are you've done some research on the subject at your public library. Well, while you were there, did it occur to you that your public library could be that new career? Libraries today are exciting information, education, and recreation centers for everybody. And librarians today are enjoying a varied, challenging, and rewarding career. A librarian helps others, broadens her own mind, plays a key role in her community. To find out how you may qualify for financial assistance toward a library science degree, to get all the details on a really outstanding career, just ask at your library. It's more than a nice place to visit. You may well want to work there. Your public library. WNBC, New York.
See, Monitor reminds all our listeners that daylight saving time starts at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, so turn those clocks forward tonight. That's forward, and you'll be right in the morning. Turn them back, and you'll be twice as unhappy as if you forgot about the whole thing. But don't forget, you turn them forward. And off we go again with the Big M, Monitor 70, continuing our parade of current remakes of some of the song hits of the past few years. This is Glenn Campbell's latest, Oh Happy Day, a group called the Edwin Hawkins Singers with Dorothy Morrison, recorded it back in 1969. Gee, that was long ago, about a year or so. And they had a number one song with that. And the person who wrote this particular song, and all the people that, you know, put the record out, when they collect the royalties, that's when they say,
oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
He brought me high.
Campbell. Oh, happy day. On NBC Monitor with Murray the K. And now comes Vicki Carr with her latest of Everybody's Talking. And this is a great song. This is a song that I certainly would have nominated for one of the Academy Awards nominations anyhow. And this was originally done by Nielsen just last year, 1969. This is Everybody's Talking. It's from Midnight Cowboy, remember that? Yeah. What's that?
Everybody's talking at me.
Uh-huh.
I don't hear words they say. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare at me. I can't see the faces.
Talking, and that is Vicki Carr. Murray the K with you and giving you the songs like the latest by Oliver, which was the 12th of Never, and is the 12th of Never, which was recorded 12 years ago, 1958, by Johnny Mathis. This is Oliver's 12th of Never.
You ask how much I need you. Must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. You ask how long I'll love you. I'll tell you through until the 12th of never. You till the clover has never. And that's a long, long time.
Of never. Say, here's a program, though. Tomorrow evening after the news at 8 p.m. New York time, NBC Radio will present a special program titled Project Apollo, Science or Adventure? A look in depth at America's space program and its objectives. As anchorman, Peter Hackes will be joined by contributing correspondents Chet Huntley, John Chancellor, Russ Ward, and Dean Mell. Also on hand will be NASA officials Dr. Thomas Paine and Wernher von Braun. Be sure to listen to Project Apollo, Science or Adventure, tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Murray the K continuing with our musical portion of NBC Monitor. And this is the Ferranti and Teicha updated version of the Colonel Bogey March, which you remember was featured in the 1957 film Bridge on the River Kwai, in which Alec Guinness won an Academy Award. But the song itself was written in, and get this, 1916 in England. Hello, hello. By the bandmaster of the British 2nd Battalion, Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. Are you ready, chaps? Let's have a go at it. And one, and two. Get in step there, Sutherland. And Teicha better not try to enlist in the British Army. Hey, everybody, that wraps up our package of recently revived former hit songs, and it's time for the news just ahead, and this is your host, Murray the K, inviting you to stay tuned. You hear?